one of America's best-known poets, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, actually penned the words to the song that we just sang, "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day." Longfellow married his sweetheart way back in 1843, and they settled in this idyllic Massachusetts town. I'm picturing these small little houses on rolling hills with the chapel in the middle, kind of like you see on a Christmas card. But tragedy struck in 1861 when his wife Fanny accidentally lit the dress she was wearing on fire. And Henry Longfellow, in an effort to put it out, wrapped himself around his wife, trying to extinguish the flames. Unfortunately, Fanny died the next morning, and Longfellow himself was left with the scars. The first Christmas after Fanny's death, Longfellow wrote these words in his journal: "How inexpressibly sad are the holidays." A year after the incident, he wrote these words: "I can make no record of these days. Better leave them wrapped in silence. Perhaps someday God will give me peace." Longfellow's journal entry for December 25, 1862 reads, "A Merry Christmas, say the children, but that is no more for me." And then almost a year later, Longfellow received word that his oldest son, Charles, a lieutenant in the Army of the Potomac, had been severely wounded when a bullet passed underneath his shoulder blade and took off one of his spinal processes. The Christmas of 1863 was silent in Longfellow's journal. Then finally, a year after that, Christmas Day of 1864, Longfellow wrote these words to the poem Christmas Bells in his journal. He wrote, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men." And I thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. These next two verses are because of the war that they were in at the time. It says, "Then from each black accursed mouth the cannon thundered in the south, and with that sound the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men." It was as if an earthquake rent the hearthstones of a continent and made forlorn the households born of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. "There is no peace on earth," I said, "for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men." Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. "God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men." We've been reflecting on songs in the night this Advent season, on people who are living in darkness, finding light through a particular song. This is Longfellow's song in the night. Out of his darkness, finally, on Christmas morning, he could hear a new message. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. The words of that song are not unlike the message that the angels came to the shepherds with as they watched their flocks of sheep in the middle of the night. Shepherds, working the humblest of jobs, away from their families, away from the security of shelter, warding off wolves who try to steal their sheep. Shepherds, laying on the ground at night, a rock as their pillow, watching the stars slowly creep across the sky. I think their mind at some point must have wandered to the creator of that universe. Who exactly is this creator, the maker of those stars, the creator of the fields and these dumb sheep? And why has God been silent for so long? Where is this Savior that He promised? Lying there in the dark of the night in those fields, I think that sometimes it must have felt like a dark night of the soul. But then, into that darkness comes a light, a glory of the Lord shining among them with a new message. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And suddenly, with this angel, a whole host of angels filled the sky and praised God with a new song, a song with the words, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all on whom His favor rests." Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to all on whom His favor rests. The darkness was lifted. That simple phrase actually has six key words in it. And I'm going to invite a few people up to help me with something. Sana and Markayla and Desiree. George, would you be willing to give me a hand? And Lincoln, Henry John, can you give me a hand a second? I need you each to take a poster, and you need to see if you can line up at the front of the church with these in order. So did you hear the phrase I just said? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. And it says to men with a little hue in front of it, as in human, because our NIV translation is not always very helpful with that. So what do you think, you guys? Can you figure it out? Glory to God in the highest. Okay, what's next? And on earth, peace. All the way to the end, Desiree. All right, very good. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men. So those are the six main words in this simple little song that the angels sang that night. There's something really cool about these six words. And that is that each word has a friend. Each word has a pair that goes with it. Okay, so you now your next task is to see if you can figure that out. And I'm going to give you a hint. Okay, they're kind of like opposites. So let's see, what would the opposite of God be? What do you think? Who has that one? Men? Okay, so why don't you go stand by Desiree, okay? Go over there and stand by Desiree. Okay, what do you think the opposite of earth is? This is a little tricky. Earth is down here. Highest, yes, very good, 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 good. So then what else are we left with? Glory and peace. George, why don't you come over here? So there are six key words, and they each have a friend. Glory, peace, earth, highest, men, and God. Let's talk about the ones in the middle. So, Henry, John, and Lincoln, can you hold yours up really high a second? These words, highest and earth. These angels that came gave these shepherds who were on earth a very rare glimpse into heaven. How often do people on earth get to see what's actually happening in heaven? Like, almost never, right? Maybe some of those near-death stories, but that's about it. So here are these shepherds on earth, and all of a sudden the clouds open and you get to see into heaven. You get to see what is happening there. You get to see all of heaven rejoicing in what's happening on earth. The book of Revelation tells us that in heaven there are angels who day and night, continuously without stopping, sing these words, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne and lives forever and ever, the elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they were created and have their being." That's what's happening in heaven. Yeah, amen. Way to go. These angels are just opening up and saying to these shepherds, this is what we do all the time. We praise God. We give God the glory. We give God the honor. And now you on earth get to see just a little bit of that. All right, you guys can put yours down. Let's talk about this glory and peace one here a second. The angels come and they say, glory to God. What does that mean? We don't usually say that today, right? I mean, I don't come home and Henry says, so how was your day? Oh, glory. No, that's just not something we use. But the word glory is, it's honor, it's praise, it's majesty, it's worship, it's thanksgiving, it's all those things that those angels are doing. Glory to God. Why is God worthy of all this praise? Why? Because He has brought to earth something that nobody else could bring. No kings, no wise men, no really smart people, no really rich people. God has brought something to earth that nobody else could bring. The shepherds didn't have it in their lowly state. Longfellow, in the darkness of his night, did not have it. People everywhere today search for it. God has brought peace to earth. Finally, there is an answer to our brokenness. Finally, there is a light in the darkness with such a great gift for people. How could the angels keep from singing? Okay, you can put yours down and let's talk about the last pair. So exactly who is this gift of peace from? It is from God. God in heaven decided to send His own Son to earth to live among us, to move among us, to be part of our brokenness, to be part of God's plan of salvation that brings peace for everyone on earth. Well, exactly who is this gift for? For all men. Actually, the favor reads, it is for those on whom His favor rests. And that's a really fancy way of saying it's for anybody who will receive it. God's gift of peace is for anybody who will say, yes, God, I want that. I want You. This gift of Jesus, this gift of peace is for anyone who receives Him. You know, there are many of us here. There are many of us who relate all too well with Longfellow's story, who could write even this Christmas season, the holidays bring nothing but sadness. There are some of us here who relate to Linnea's story too. Too many of us, I'm afraid. But it's to that darkness that the angels came and they said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all who will receive it. What about you this morning? Will you receive it? Will you say, yes, I want Jesus in my life. I want Jesus in my heart. I want the peace that the angels sing about. Let's pray. You guys can stand here for just a second, okay? God, we come before You today, and we thank You for that gift. Lord, there are so many times in our lives when we are just extremely desperate for You because we are living and walking in brokenness and in hurtfulness and dark, dark times. But Lord, may the light of Your life come into our hearts and into our lives today and through the rest of the holiday season. May we open up our hands, open up our hearts, to receive the gift of Jesus and the peace that He brings. In Jesus' name, amen.